B.H. Snell's Cattle Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome.
Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bill from over at the Ankle Radio Show, reminding everyone to please join me 7 days a week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and yes, Saturday. We'll have topics ranging in scope from holistic healthcare products for both humans and animals, plants, and the planet. Having provocative guests talking about today's subjects in innovative medicines, ranging in scope from CBD products, non-CBD products, earthen-derived clays, vegetables, and the world's cleanest water, Tourmaline Spring. That's Grandpa Bill's podcast show, Anchor Radio, right here, Monday through Friday. Join us. And Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. Bye for now.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome once again to the Cattle Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. Today's show, what I'm going to do, and I'm going to cut right to it in appreciation of trying to get us on the clock for an hour today, is indeed going to be excerpts from combinations of outtakes from my Anchor Radio Show, my Blog Talk Radio Show, my Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans podcast, and what is soon to be my former Ada's Animal Products Facebook page entries. And what I want to try to do is bring everyone kind of up to speed as we are now ready to continue to do these shows somewhat episodically each and every day. Thank everybody's patience for getting us there with equipment, EMFs, time, COVID, quarantines, the world, etc. Thank you. So here we go. I'm going to commence with a series of outtakes from the aforementioned back shows. And I'm going to try to line these up as sequentially as I possibly can here. So bear with me for a second, and good Lord willing, we'll get this in the order that I'm hoping to attempt. All right, I'll be back in a few minutes live to keep everyone abreast. Here we go. Thank you for coming to the show today. Take a listen. About 20 minutes.
Hey, folks, Grandpa Bill, want to follow up now that you're back at the show. Welcome, number one. Let's continue on a couple of points from the break itself. The seven delicious blends of the seven major superfoods, you know, mangosteen, goji berry, acai fruit, amalaki. I talked about acai powder in one of my shows. I think it was yesterday at the time of this tape. Amalaki, pomegranate, cranberry, and blueberry. You know, those in and of themselves succinctly are seven pretty powerful antioxidants. All put together, they're really powerful. And it really does taste like candy. It's, some find it overpowering, overwhelming, because of the seven berries, and it's unique how they made the formula be so palatable that you can distinguish the taste of the seven pretty much on impact of chewing. Thus, it's a powerful but pleasant sensation, and most definitely a potent natural mixture and blend. It helps support the immune system, it rejuvenates your skin, and it supports natural energy. Here's what people are saying in on everybody's home site, home page. At the very bottom, there's over 700 various different testimonials for different products, not just from my testimonials for my CTFO clients are at bhsales.vpweb.com. facebook.com/testimonials. Now, at my VA sales .mycntfo.com sharing page, when you get there, if you scroll to the bottom, thus is the case in point of all different strata of team members, not just my team, Jimmy's team, Frankie, Kevin, Mary, Kevin, associates, just the experiences of those that are clients for the high efficacious testimonials, all the way from pet products, hair replacement products, skincare, diet, CBD, non-CBD, CellUV, which is non-CBD, the 10X Pure Delivery System. Now, you want to make sure you're in touch with that. We own part of it. The vitamins you just heard about are not CBD. It's the delivery system, which does encompass our 10X Pure CBDA products as well. It's the manufacturing delivery system that you've heard Jeremy talk about when you've attended the meetings through invite or gone to your back offices or heard Dave D'Arcangelo. And those for you in an ubiquitous audience that are here for the first time ever or whatever, the links are in the description of today's show should you care to go watch and hear for yourselves. So here's a direct quote amongst the many testimonials. This is unique to the ultimate CTFO multivitamin you just heard Dr. Sika talk about. Reading verbatim, I was sick for a week. I was in bed all day on a Friday and finally took just one of the vitamins, even though the directions say to take two. I woke up the next morning. The sickness wasn't completely gone, but I felt about 95% better. Needless to say, I will keep taking this product and will never go without it. That would be Polly C. Flipping over to the CTFO Super 7 berries. Last October, I went on a 12-day cruise vacation with my family. This is a verbatim testimony. It's not me personally. We have to go. I was taking my Super 7 every single morning to prevent sickness due to the being in the crowds. I offered Super 7 to all 18 other people in our group. Only four of us ended up taking the Super 7 every day. By day three of our cruise, the 10 people who did not take Super 7 had gotten sick. Needless to say, the four of us that were taking Super 7 every day didn't get sick one time during that 10-day span on the cruise. This stuff truly works wonders. Our home will never be without a bottle or two. That would be Kate W. You can see all of these, as I said, at the homepage. You can try both risk-free today. 60-day empty money back guarantee. You get wholesale pricing and the food business. Join for free and shop now. Simply click the icon in the show or right here, basales.mycntfo.com/join. Shared by BA Sales, Kennel Kelp Haters Animal Products. BA Sales, mycntfo.com. Now let's get back to the show. We'll continue to talk in our series of natural medicine.
Okay, folks. Thanks for joining us. Okay, folks.
Grab, here's your host. Me, Grandpa Bill.
Grandpa Bill chomping at the bit here. Here's Grandpa Bill live at the time of this taping on the 29th. That's an excerpt from a while back about my own accolades about the Super 7 over at CTFO. But here's what I want to do now, continuing this excerpt show. In another self was a while back, but I taped this earlier, moments ago. So hang with us. It's kind of a anthology over the last 6 weeks to fast forward and bring everybody up to speed where we are now as we speak at the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing, our platform, and moving forward. Thank you. Putting together the proverbial big jigsaw puzzle, both of holistic health, life, and most assuredly, Grandpa Bill's assemblage of getting her going. Here we go. I'll be back, as MacArthur said, in about 15 minutes after this. Ready, go.
Hey, everybody, welcome. This is a little outtake. By the way, you guys and gals, as soon as I can cast Brady before he Christmas, baby, make sure you see him. And I'll talk, make this really quick. He's having some anxiety issues. I think it's due. He's a pretty big sized cat. And we have a really huge litter box for him. But he's a pretty big boy, and part and parcel that has something to do with the price of eggs. He's getting some anxiety over and above the norm. So what I did is I gave him the heavy duty aromatherapy that Courtney talked about here. That's the one that was infused at Kathy Denell Big Cat's Postal Dog, of course, the local board. The insurance liabilities became an issue, which I've talked about before. So it no longer can and would be infused at the factory. Thus is how I'm going to start to incorporate it into the kits that we talked about. But it's the relax aromatherapy. Don't have a people on this one, because don't even ask. We have to play games. I'm not saying that they can read people with the mask, how we give it to them. I've talked about that before. So I took the label just so they would think the bottle was my wife's cast nail polish. Hang on a second, because the camera's going to shake. Hold on, I'll make this quick. So quickly, the aromatherapy was infused at the factory. It is at more than the relaxed aromatherapy. I'll talk more about it and the kids and so forth, but these guys have been on it forever. He and his brother, I have a whole list of testimonials over at PASales.beaconweb.com. Testimonials page, friends of General Kelly.
What are you
There's
doing?
A little bit of the CBD business testimonials.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm working on building yet another landing page and a plan for sure. Check out our pet products at CTFO, which I've also talked about. Facebook page for 5 days now. And I'm going to put up some videos that I talked about yesterday that I made for Future Marketing Endeavors elsewhere. And yeah, keep comments on them. I would love that. And again, just be nice. All right, have a good day, everybody. Join your platforms. And 5 days in coming here, I'll always be here over at Facebook Wholesale. And I'll be up with you. Thank you. Okay. Hey, everybody.
But what
what's left of this. And when I come in and out of lucidity, I have really strong days, which in all modesty, I think I'm having a better one today. So please listen to my chemical holistic healing hour show a little bit later. I'll bring a lot into focus, literally and figuratively, of the direction I'm going to. And please hang on to the term conduit. And hopefully that will clarify a lot of things. And we'll move forward. And I just want to refresh because I'm going to be here in this capacity for 8 more days. I'm still going to be on Facebook over at Bill Sales. And I've already outlined that. Well, I'm not playing nice in the sandbox, and I get it, and I think you do too now. So, here, we're going accordingly. There, we're most definitely going accordingly. So please do join me there. But the Blood Talk Radio Show will be animal-centric health and products. The Anchor Radio Show will be human healthcare and products, highly CTFO laden, as the show is called CTFO.
What's that one?
So there, Grandpa Bill's Guns and Bones and Coffee with Grandpa will soon be able to write more. I'm working on that library. And it's just best. It's just best, that's all. No explosions, no swings, no arrows, no anything. But we'll go a little bit deeper in depth on subjects. I think we'll say that when we get there. So thank you. And so enjoy your day. Please join the water consciousness movement if you haven't already done so. Please listen to Seth Brzezinski, Beta Oscar, and everything that they do, because they are two microcosms and their business friends, constituents, their generations of age bracket, but young, old, in unison with people like that that have the forte for these worlds and more that play to their strengths, as we all play to our strengths within the big jigsaw puzzle, most assuredly of life, but of health. My capacity will be my experience within the industry. Kind of the old adage we know, the jury's out on what we know, regardless of subject matter nowadays, and with clarity issues, we'll do it. But passion, kindred souls, plugging in, connectivity, conduit. See you in a while. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, folks, Grandpa Bill live here, doing excerpts from older shows, going to do another one here momentarily, but let's take a sponsored break. Thanks for joining us at the Channel of Health Holistic Healing Hour here today. Deviating from the norm just a tad, but we will come back, talk about water, get some interesting tidbits in our continuation of exploration of bodies of waters, history of water, 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 and how key it is to us all, because we are water. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, folks, Grandpa Bill live at this taping on the 29th. We'll take a little break here. Word from our sponsor, Stretch Your Legs. Please do come back. We'll make it a wrap. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Grandpa Bill back live here on the taping of the 29th. Thanks for joining us today. As I said, if this is a bunch of excerpts from a conglomerate of all my shows, plural, to get to this juncture here. So we're going to wrap this up for today. But I'd like to get one more portion of what I'm trying to assemble here in the way of some sort of anthology catch up, if you will, there at the show. So what I'd like to do right now is do another segment from yet another former show. And I think we'll probably wrap it up with this one. Thanks for being patient. This one will be about 13 minutes. And when we come back, I'll come back and close it out within another two additional minutes after this. This is the last paste, patch, and peel effort. So thanks for being patient. Here we go. About 13 minutes, and then I'll be back with a final two-minute wrap. Thank you. Excerpt show from earlier taping today over the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay, folks. Pardon me, Grandpa Bo back here live at this taping on the 29th at about 4:28 a.m. Let's continue with the excerpts from other shows. This one is indeed when I was once again talking about the Tourmaline Spring Watershare Palette Program. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back.
Everybody, welcome once again to Grandpa Bill's Guns and Wolves. I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. And I really want to talk to you here at the time of this taping on the 14th, Tuesday the 14th. Well, just about 3:30, 3:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want you to listen to the Tourmaline Spring Water Outtake by Seth Rubansky, the proprietor. I'm going to sip some coffee for a second. I'll be right back. Hopefully you guys can hear this okay. The crater in the pristine Nord region is one of the oldest mountain ranges in the world. There's a treasure more valuable than even the precious gems hidden there. It bubbles up with its own accord from the earth, offering itself freely to the abundance. It's completely unaltered by human hands, and that's exactly how we bring it to you. This earthly treasure, Tourmaline Spring Water, is without a question one of the naturally purest waters to be found anywhere on the planet. Bubbling up through over 1,000 feet of silt, rock, precious gems, and crystal, it pours forth directly from the geological anomaly. A high elevation spring located in the northern Appalachian Mountains of Maine. Not only does our source hold a state of pain from the Imperial designation, but we are also the only commercially available water in Maine's history with the exception of treatment status. This is because the purity levels of our spring exceed all state and federal guidelines for drinking water out of the ground. Our spring water is gravity fed near 50 feet to the bottom of the coast, touching only stainless steel and wood beaches and biodegradable water. Despite the massive output of our spring, we have what may be the lowest carbon footprint of any bottled water in the planet. The crown jewel is spring water. Nothing else even comes close. Tourmaline Spring with me.
Okay, thanks everyone. That's my buddy Seth Rubansky speaking for himself and his fine father. And this kind of plays to
there's a treasure of more than maybe quiet.
Waking up. Thanks for embracing me. This goes hand in hand. I don't know where everybody's giving you familiarity with it. It becomes weird. On this first part of my relationship that I've talked about recently with shows, etc., etc., etc. But if you go to tourmalinespring.com, if you're not already familiar with all of this, that will bring you right up to speed quickly on who they are, what they are, and why I have a good relationship with them.
talking a lot about the water sewer program. Get back to that. But some of the attributes of the skin naming or culminates when probably its highest attribute, if you will, as far as the number one reason as Seth says, for eloquently to check your primary shows here with the first reviewers. The anthropogenically free pollution free. There's nothing on the face of the planet excluded from the experiment. I will say that for all my archival shows, all the documentation, all the third-party test analysis, the transparency, the shows I've done, including the Safety and the Hallmark Show, all kind of really for the name of the radio, etc. But there's no treatment for blame because it's natural and pure. It's a phenomenon. Geological phenomena that's at least 10,000 years old, at best guesstimate by professionals, geologists that have come to assess it. It's glacial waters. They're the only water company to bottle untreated natural spring water for Maine's history, including several other companies of note that import from Maine. They can't look the same way. We pioneered the concept of untreated natural spring water in the United States. Mineral water is so naturally pure that it exceeds every federal and state guideline for drinking water straight from the ground. I'm even having Mike Adams, the health ranger, test this in his ISO lab that I relished paying for of my own volition. Simply to prove and provide yet a fourth party independent test analysis that certainly wasn't necessitated other than to stop all the foolishness about raw water and flood waters and all of other things. Then I'm not going to belabor here. So, point being, I've been talking about the Family Water Share Power Program that I actually initiated myself in February-ish of last year, 2019, after talking with Seth, building a business relationship with him the previous year, 2018, telling him that I aspired to get a pallet and blah, 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 blah. I had some business partners at the time, but I thought I was going to come to fruition earlier, which is thinking. Fast forward to 2019, I said, probably a few more choice words than no hack. I'll do it myself. What do you mean? I need a kind of inside look, kind of a soul from the customer. The ladies, when I have slips of the tongue, I apologize. I try to be respectful of my language, but it was no help. In any event, I'm revisiting the Family Water Share Program I talked about it a couple of shows ago. I talked about Brian Cole, the oldest person who buys the farms in the springs, which is grateful he's going to get the old spring, and obviously set the spring in a relationship. My history and heritage from Harrison, which is where the spring happens to be housed and has been forever, and it's been documented, talked about it, some general book person, like that, just to add to the fact that it's tangents there, if I do it, I'm not the source, so I try to practice what I'm not preaching. Give you a speech, if you will. So, through all that round of roll as I wake up, thank you, and good morning. I'm just about to secure a pallet again, a common half meter common water. I'll be talking about the drop fire, just to include my friends over here at healthcare. This will be the regular water, not the CBD version of. And I'm certainly offering like the last 14 months or whatever it's been now. Family Water Share Program, it's all explained on bhsales.bpweb.com. And the page, if you need the edification, you can control this stuff in advance. But as far as the wellness centers, this would not only be for their potential client base, this is a communal effort that I'm talking about. But we share water, so incredibly love their conception. The tap water is global. A multitude of shows documented it with all the toxin all over the place. And so if you don't believe it, don't believe it, whatever, soon it's going to become a global commodity, much as the food situation is going to be part of that because the COVID pandemic spread all the attitudes, what is the truth, what is it? We've covered a lot of things over the last 30 weeks, just here, about the actual blood and water, nurturing the CTL, thank you, you're going to do that along with that team. And building your own teams and building your audiences and those that are listening that they want you to put yourself in a good example. You are independent of both yourself. I just want to wrap it up here. Join us tonight. It's wide open. Come on, everybody. The link is in, I think, in the thing above my head here. I'll put it in the description of my Bon Talk Radio show that I'm going to craft before day's end today. And we'll talk more about all of this. And yeah, as we're going to write you on one of the things like stay tuned on that. Watershare people, contact me directly if you're interested. I'll be contacting Michael Byers of the Suffolk Cardinal. This is more so for your family and health if you're interested. It's a way to buy the water as the videos price up. Specifically about the Watershare program way back to 2016 when we first came up with the concept. And those videos are raced throughout my shows, this page, here at Facebook and somewhere, and certainly on the worldwide web. Well, have a good day. I'll talk to you later. Join my shows. Keep great. But definitely join us at CTFO's meeting daily. But join us tonight. This is the pre-launch for the CellUV. And the term of view, which I've been talking about, in the way the product's way is very healthy for the whole show, like I'm self-injured anyway. So pay attention to the pre-launch. I'll be talking more about that of the coming team members. It's a great other accentuation to add to the greatness we have in our back offices, with this builders, the websites, all free and whatever. So I would be glad to talk more about that later. And last but not least, I took extra special care today to make sure that my bangs wouldn't come down in my eye. So, I want to appreciate the take. Yes. I'm going out later today. I will show you a good tutorial about an organic gain product that helps a young adolescent really have some remarkable hair growth on the before and after. I'll make sure I get that picture. Those of you that are going to the current Facebook page and see it for yourself. How big it. Well, you all, we're going to get through this, man. We're going to get to answer miracles. Emotional and otherwise. Peace out.
Okay, folks. Got to go back live again. These are all extra shows. When we take a sponsor break here, when we come back, we'll do one more. That's the final show for today's episode of the Human Health Holistic Healing. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Okay, everybody, one more, and this will be a wrap for this show. Thanks for being patient. This last excerpt, I feel, is important for this show. It's talking about zinc. I'll say goodbye for the show today at the 29th taping. Thanks, everyone, for continuing to support all my shows, to include here at the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. I'll say bye-bye for now. Love the one you're with. Peace, happiness to everyone. And always love everyone. Please listen to this excerpt as the final episode for about 5 more minutes. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye for now. Here we go. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back after the break. Let's continue with an excerpt from another show. Thanks for staying with me. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome to Grandpa Bill's Crossing Roads for Wednesday morning, April 15th at approximately 2:20. Welcome. I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. And I'm talking today lots of stuff, but zinc is one of them batting around what I'm going to be talking about over at my blog show later today, Wednesday. By the time I get to tape that, but I'm going to talk about zinc, and zinc will keep you in the pink, if you will. Welcome to Coffee with Grandpa, by the way. And I'm going to talk about how zinc to heal the ills of time, actually, has been such a good medicinal ointment, but it's an ointment form, but in its natural form, treatments and helping obey lots of things, pain, wounds. We're going to talk in length about how it's really good on prohibiting viruses, all of them. So, I already crafted an Anchor Radio show earlier today. Whenever you guys hear any of this, but I want to get more of an analytical look, get us thinking now that we appear to see the curve of COVID-19 somewhat flattening out and getting on the backside of getting us back to work and getting us out there and so on and so forth. So I'll talk more in the show at length about masks, which are now a good thing, and I'll expand upon why there. But I also want to talk about there at my shows about how we all should think about increasing our intake of zinc. Adequate zinc intake is especially important for children. Most humans are zinc deficient, and most humans are deficient, period, in vitamins and minerals and trace minerals, especially. So kelp is another good form of trace minerals, but I'll talk about kelp another time. But zinc deficiency, especially in children, can do all kinds of things. Peat growth, increase infection, increase the risk of diarrhea and respiratory disease. I'm going to ask you guys to follow the bouncing ball today and play along. My astute audience always knows how to do this. You somewhat have to read between the lines. In some instances, life, this may or may not be one of those examples. So, zinc in an apothecary cabinet pre-COVID-19, during COVID-19, and certainly most assuredly post-COVID-19 is a good thing to do over and above trying to deal with COVID. The recommended intake, usually for children between the ages of 1 and 8, ranges from about 3 to 5 milligrams. Definitely consult your practitioner. And it increases as the child gets older. Males, usually somewhere in their preteen years to early teens, again, consult your practitioner. Usually requires 8 milligrams per day. And then you usually after age 14, 15, something like that, mid-teens. The requirement jumps to 11 milligrams per day, and then that's required for all adult males, no matter how young or old we are. And for females of the age of 8, the requirement stays safe, pretty much stable with the advice of your practitioner, at about 8 milligrams per day. And then girls in the formative years, ladies, 14 to 18, with a recommendation increases, consume your physician, usually around 9 milligrams a day, and then through adulthood. Pregnant, lactating women, whole different story. You definitely have an increased need for zinc for yourself and baby or baby's plural. At about 11 to 13 milligrams per day. That's dependent on your age and all kinds of variables, but that's basic, off the cuff. The best sources of zinc are beans, animal meats, nuts, fish, whole grain cereals, dairy products. Zinc is also added to some breakfast cereals and other fortified foods. Vegetarians usually require a percentile of zinc, as much as 50% more, because of their low bioavailability of the zinc from plant-based foods. So a range of foods that would be high in zinc content naturally were oysters, about 3 ounces, would contain 14.1 milligrams. Beef, lean chuck roast, braised, about 3 ounces, would be about 7 milligrams. Baked beans, canned, about half a cup, 6.9 milligrams. Crab meat, king crab, Alaskan cooked, 3 ounces, 6.5. Ground beef, lean, 3 ounces is about 5.3 milligrams. Lobster cooked, 3 ounces is about 3.4 milligrams. Pork loin, lean cooked, about 3 ounces, 2.9 milligrams. Wild rice, that's cooked, a half a cup, 2.2 milligrams. Peas, greens cooked at a 1 cup, 1.2 milligrams of. Yogurt, plain, 8 ounces, 1.3 milligrams, that provides zinc. Pecans, 1 ounce, it's 1.3 milligrams. Peanuts, dry roasted, 1 ounce, it's just shy of about 9 milligrams, 0.9 milligrams. So zinc supplements are certainly available in the form of capsules and tablets out there. Always be vigilant of your source. I'll talk about good sources over on my show a little bit later today. So I wanted to give you the basic idea about zinc here. It's great in combating all viruses. And I'll give you internet sightings that are still up and available as we speak. Astute audience. One being ods.od.nih.gov, or just NIH.gov, which of course is the National Institute of Health. Mr. Fauci has been at the helm since 1982. Most definitely turned into my shows about all of the above subjects. And most of these shows will be at my other platform at some point in time, where you take a look deeper at these types of things. But I want you all to think about the lockdown, as tough as it is to quarantine. I think we're getting closer to not having to do that part of it much longer. In practicing what we've been trying to do since the onset of this, and trying to do it with life, right? It's cool, calm, collected, somewhere in between, learning the good from the bad and the ugly. But the lockdowns are working because we're not in each other's faces, literally and figuratively.
and the deaths are starting to begin to taper off. Remember I said it's very hard with humanity and all that to look at numbers. Any deaths too many. But we'll get into that at the show a little bit later today too. But, and again, higher ratio of areas in New York obviously inflates the scale and all of that. We'll talk a lot about, you know, surveys, data, polls. So, when I get back to the show, some of the things I've already done. I missed the sales meeting again last night because I was asleep. You guys know I always do that over CTFO. I'll wait for the recap today. So some of you may know more about the new pre-launch of our Serta-V and Derma-V products, the WAVE products, that I'm anxious to talk to you about too, as far as foods to combat anything, including these viruses. So as I bone up on what was said at that meeting, when I do my show today, I'll make sure to revisit Tony about Mike Adams' WAVE products, which are really, really good. So the Watershed program, I've been talking about that. I'm just about to initiate getting my own ballot to distribute, keep, replenish, replace. We'll talk more about that. Interested parties can contact me. Same with CTFO business opportunity, and wherever you guys and gals fall into your set of socials, those that are on the team, well, those of you that are welcome people, I know we're in your invited audience, hello, ubiquitous audience, hello, and you say hello, and I say goodbye, 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 have a good day, everybody, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, keep in mind, this is Grandpa Bill live. These are excerpts from older shows trying to bring everybody up to snuff over the last month or so. As best I can, as I bridge the gaps of getting to these forums of my shows to include here at the Chemical Holistic Healing Hour, over at my Blog Talk Radio show, which is the Animal Centric Products there. Here, more kind of ethereal, mind, body, and soul, always about water, histrionics and water, but always interjecting health, be it human and or pet here as well. And last but certainly not least, over at Ankle Radio, which is indeed mostly human health oriented now. And real soon, talking with Grandpa and my Grandpa Brunson Gordon's live podcast. Grandpa go in the warehouse, Grandpa go in the kitchen, so on and so forth. We can move up and alive over at Brighteon Network on the internet, and several episodes are there already. I'll be there next. So keep in mind, please, that this is an interweave of some shows, excerpt-wise, archivally going back as much as 5-6 weeks ago, and some intertwined with almost up to date as we speak. So now that I got you totally confused, let's take a sponsored break and we'll be right back. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, Grandpa Bill live for the last time. That was it. We'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for continuing to join us here. Please continue to spread the word. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Hey, everybody. Grandpa Bill back live here on the taping of the 29th. Thanks for joining us today. As I said, this is a bunch of excerpts from a conglomerate of all my shows, plural, to get to this juncture here. So we're going to wrap this up for today. But I'd like to get one more portion of what I'm trying to
a symbol here in the way of some sort of anthology catch up, if you will, there at the show. So what I'd like to do right now is do another segment from yet another former show. And I think we'll probably wrap it up with this one. Thanks for being patient. This one will be about 13 minutes. And when we come back, I'll come back and close it out within another two additional minutes after this. This is the last paste, patch, and peel effort. So thanks for being patient. Here we go. About 13 minutes. And then I'll be back with a final two-minute wrap. Thank you. Excerpt show from earlier taping today over the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay, folks. Pardon me. Grandpa Bill back here live at this taping on the 29th at about 4:28 a.m. Let's continue with the excerpts from other shows. This one is indeed when I was once again talking about the Tourmaline Spring Watershare Pallet Program. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back.
Everybody, welcome once again to the Grandpa Bill Spencer Williams. Remember, host Grandpa Bill. And I really want to talk to you here at the time of this taping on the 14th, Tuesday the 14th. Oh, just about 3:30, 3:31. AM Eastern Standard Time. I want you to listen to the Tourmaline Spring Water outtake by Seth Lubansky, the proprietor. I'm going to sip some coffee for a second. I'll be right back. Hopefully you guys can hear this okay. The crater in a pristine northern region is one of the oldest mountain ranges in the world. There's a treasure more valuable than even the precious gems hidden there. It bubbles up with its own accord, but the thinking earth offering itself freely in abundance. It's completely in all divine human hands, and that's exactly how we bring it to you. This earthly treasure, Tourmaline Spring Water, is without a question one of the naturally purest waters to be found anywhere on the planet. Bubbling up through over 1,000 feet of silt, rock, precious gems of crystal. It pours forth directly from the geologic phenomenon. A high elevation spring located in the northern Traverse Mountain. Not only does our source hold state of maintaining a great designation, but we are also the only commercially available water in the ancient history without exception to treat these tests. This is because the purity levels of our spring exceed all state and federal guidelines for drinking water out of the ground. Our spring water is grabbing time near 50 feet from the bottom of the coast, touching only stainless steel and wood beaches and 100 feet of the bottom. Despite the massive output of our spring, we have what may be the lowest carbon footprint of any bottled water in the planet. The crown jewel of spring water. Nothing else even comes close. Eternally in spring, with me.
Okay, thanks everyone. That's my buddy Seth Lubansky speaking for himself and his fine father. And this kind of plays to the cradle. There's one name, Josh, one of the oldest mountain ranges in the world. There's a treasure for them. Maybe play it. Thanks for embracing me. This goes hand in hand. I don't know where everybody's degree of familiarity is with it, but it comes through you. From the sort of water of my relationship, what I talked about recently in shows, etc. But if you go to tourmalineswim.com, if you're not already familiar with all of this, that would bring you right up to speed quickly on who they are, what they are, and why I have a different relationship with them. I've been talking a lot about the water share program. Get back to that. Some of the attributes of the Tourmaline Spring, probably its highest attribute, if you will, is the number one reason, as Seth says,
organically free, pollution free. There's nothing on the face of the planet excluded from it. It's from it. That was so that. But all my archival shows, all the documentation, all the third party test analysis, the transparency, the shows that the media is accepted in the Hallmark show, all kind of really for the anger radio, etc. But there's no treatment for blind. Because it's natural and pure, it's a phenomenon, geological phenomenon that's at least 10,000 years old, at best guesstimate by professionals, geologists that have come to assess it. It's glacial waters. They're the only water company to bottle untreated natural spring water for Maine's history, including several other companies of note that emigrate from Maine. They can't make the same claim. We pioneered the concept of untreated natural spring water in the United States, where our water is so naturally pure that it exceeds every federal and state guideline for drinking water straight from the ground. I'm even having Mike Adams, the health ranger, test this in his ISO lab that I relished paying for with my own volition. Simply to prove and provide yet a fourth party independent test analysis that certainly wasn't necessitated other than to stop all the foolishness from raw water and flood water and all of other things. Then I'm not going to belabor it here. So, point being, I've been talking about the family water show, our program that I actually initiated myself in February this show last year, 2019, after talking with Seth, building a business relationship with him the previous year, 2018, telling him that I aspired to get a pallet and blah, 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 blah. I had some business partners at the time, but I thought I was going to come to fruition earlier, which is didn't. Fast forward to 2019, I said, probably with a few more choice words than no heck, I'll do it myself. But it would be a bit of a little side of the result because of it. The ladies, when I have slips of the tongue, I'd be respectful of my language, but it would be a little in any event. I'm revisiting the Family Water Show program. I talked about it a couple of shows ago. I talked about Brian Cole, the oldest person who buys the bottles in the springs, which is grateful he's going to get the boats from, and obviously some strength in the relationship. My history and heritage from Harrison Hughes, where spring happens to be housed and has been forever, and I can't believe it's been documented, talked about it, sometimes they both tell us something like that, just to add to the fact that it's tangents here, and if I do it, sources, I try to practice what I would want to do. Figure of speech, if you will. So, through all that round of roll as I wake up, thank you for your morning program. I'm just about to secure the power again for coming and happening with coming water. I'll be talking to local firefighters to include my friends in the healthcare. This will be the regular water, not the CBD version of. And I'm certainly often like over the last 14 months or whatever it's been now. Family Water Share Program is all explained on my bhsales.bp.com. And the page. If you need the edification, you can control this stuff and balance me. But as far as the wellness centers, this would not only be for their potential client base, this is a communal effort we've been talking about for the future. Water wild so far over the world before conception. The tap water is global. A multitude of shows documented it with all the toxic water reports. And so, if you believe it, don't believe it, whatever, soon it's going to be coming to the point of commodity, much as the food situation is going to be hard to battle because the COVID pandemic spread. All the attitudes, the attitudes, what is the truth, what is it, we've got a lot of things. But in the arrangement and inviting your audiences and those that are listening to the podcast to give yourself a minute to get going. You are an independent for both yourself. I just want to wrap it up here. Join us tonight. It's wide open. Come on, everybody. The link is in. I think in the thing above my head here. I'll put it in the description of my voice and I'll give you a show that I'm going to craft before they end today. And we'll talk more about all of this. And I'll get into Raytheon, one of the things about that, like podcasts, if you want more over there, probably. Stay tuned on that. Watershare people, contact me directly if you're interested. I'll be contacting Michael Flanders of the Supper Cuddle. This is more so for your family and health if you're interested. It's a way to buy the water. This is the US Tricep. Specifically about the Watershare program way back to 2016 when we first came up with the concept. And those videos erased throughout my shows, this page, you know, and Facebook is somewhere, and certainly on the World Wide Web. Well, have a good day. I'll talk to you later. Join my shows. Keep safe. But definitely join us at CTFO's meeting daily. But join us tonight. This is the pre-launch for the Cell UV. And the Derma V, which I've been talking about, and the way, as far as way, is very healthy for the whole show, like I'm self-injured in a way. So pay attention to the pre-launch. I'll be talking about that. I've become a team members. It's a great other accentuation to add to our own, the greatness we have in our back office, the builders, the websites, all free and whatever. So have a good day. We'll talk about that later. And last but not least, I took extra special care today to make sure that my bangs wouldn't come down into my eye. So, I want to appreciate the big yes. I'm going to go out later today. I will show you a good tutorial about our organic gain product that helps a young adolescent really have some remarkable hair growth on the before and after. I'll make sure I get that picture. Those of you that are going to the current Facebook page, you can see it for yourself. Okay, good. Well, you all, we're going to get through this, man. We're going to get to hit some roller coasters. Emotional. Peace out.
Okay, folks. I'm going to go back live again. These are all extra shows. And when we take a sponsor break here, when we come back, we'll do one more as the final show for today's episode of the Human Health Holistic Show. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.